Imagine this. A 15-year-old student is a suspect in a robbery. Police ask the officer working at the student's school to get his school photo to use in a lineup. Is that legal? That's the question and the case, now before the state Supreme Court, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The case involves a 15-year-old student from Boston's former Monument High School who was suspected of stealing an iPod at knife point. A few weeks after the robbery, Boston detectives asked the police officer working at Monument to get the student's school photo to use in a lineup. Complicating things further, because the student's photo was strikingly different from those typically used in police arrays, the school police officer also got photos of about a half dozen other students. Those were put in the lineup as well. Sarah Rothenberg, an associate with the law firm Proskauer Rose, wrote an amicus brief on the juvenile's behalf.
These photos should not be used to say that the juvenile did anything wrong. It shouldn't be used as a part of a case against him because it was improperly shared with the police in violation of his expectation of privacy.
A lower court judge ruled that the photos could not be used as evidence because that was an intrusion on the student's privacy rights. But the state disagrees. Suffolk County Assistant District Attorney Kathleen Celio presented the Commonwealth side during oral arguments before the High Court yesterday. She argued that while school records are private, a school photo is different. Justice Margaret Botsford asked Celio, if the school requires a student to have this photo, how is that not part of the record? How can that photo then be used to identify somebody for a crime that did not happen on school property? To which Celio responded, it's the same as a photo taken at the Registry of Motor Vehicles for a driver's license or a state ID. It's to be used for identification and shown to others. So it's not a school record, and there's a different privacy standard. Justice Botsford also asked, couldn't police have gotten a warrant? Celio said they didn't need to. They just went to the school police officer. Attorney Peter Onick, with the Committee for Public Counsel Services, argued on behalf of the juvenile. He asked, imagine the feelings of parents upon learning that materials used to register their child for school were then used in a criminal investigation without their permission. But Justice Ralph Gantz replied, that photo is intended to be shown to others. Do you think a parent should be expressly asked if a student ever has to hand over an ID card for any purpose? Justice Gantz also said, is it not a school purpose to find out if one of your students is robbing someone at knife point? Doesn't that pose a problem with bullying? And don't we have statewide concern about bullying? To which Onick replied, bullying is a problem, but that does not nullify constitutional protections, and police should get a warrant. The justices are expected to hand down an opinion in a few months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.